Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad you are with me today. Look who I have. I have Steve Stern. He is on with us to share about the election integrity. Hey, my brother, how are you?
I'm doing good. So you and I both got back from Europe and a time difference, so we don't know where we are, but we're here. Because
Yes.
one thing I learned, I came back and the next day everybody says, why are you working? Why aren't you taking it easy? And I said, when you have a passion and you want to try to save the country, that's what we're trying to do. So you and I are the
Exactly.
same way. No matter where we go,
Exactly.
we say we're not going to bring our laptop, we're not going to bring our computer, we're not going to bring our phones, but we do. And that's why we're getting trouble,
Right.
so
Exactly. Well, that's just it's such a it also energizes us, I think. And my battalion feels the very same way. They fight every day. They share, they post. They've been working on the election integrity and just, that's what we do. We are, God chose us for this. And there's no stopping us because of that. All right, so we're going to talk about election integrity because you've got a very special meeting that you've been doing, all these great meetings, and I really appreciate everything you're doing. So he's got one coming up on the 31st. Okay, everybody, write that down with your number two pencil, right? Let's do
Well,
it.
not write it down, but take a picture, put it in your phone so you don't forget. And why is it
Yes.
important for this election integrity? Because we only have a little bit of time to make this happen because people are already, voting next month, early voting, and we got to get this stuff done. And we have a
Exactly.
couple of big things going on. So the first thing that's going to happen on this election security meeting, we're going to have Captain Maureen Bannon on. She's going to tell us why people should get involved and talk a little bit about her father, who's in jail, who we're going to talk about here. The first thing about standwithbannon.com. I'm actually going to Turning Point tomorrow. The family has entrusted us in making this shirt. And in 2 weeks, we sold 3,000 pieces real quick. And if you want to get it, go to standwithbannon.com. Very simple. Let's, provide this. Send me a picture. We'll put it up. We want to get this done because he's the number one guy in election integrity and precinct strategy.
Yep.
Been doing this for 14 years.
Yep.
With
And right. And they're trying to shut him up because they have him sequestered until the election. So they are afraid of him and they're afraid of the war room. And we just can't let that slow us down one little bit. Everyone just redouble their efforts. So standwithbannon.com and you can get this cool shirt. I bet it'll be a big conversation starter and also just go, continue to share everything that's going on the war room. And I share that stuff constantly. So for those of you who are new, go to freedomforce.live. You can go right here to the social media and you'll find, join all the social media and you can make sure to share out in all these locations, all this information, this great information we get from Steve Bannon's war room. So that's, yeah, definitely for sure. So, but I want to make sure that before we leave this screen, Steve, that everyone knows next Wednesday on the 31st of July at 3 p.m. Eastern, you're having this election security Zoom call. Lots of big names of people who are working hard to get this election secure. So tell us more about that.
Right. So we'll tell you about the people who are going to be on. And we have this every 3 weeks. And what happened was when I saw President Trump, who you see in the background, a couple of years ago, he asked me to get involved in that because we do the precinct strategy Zoom. So we put the precinct strategy Zoom together with the election integrity Zoom. And we started building it up and we started getting 200 people, 300 people. And then about 2 months ago, 3 months ago, Steve Bannon says, hey, why don't we put this live on Getter? And we got 20,000 people. Then you said, hey, why don't we put this live on your thing? And we got another 10,000 people. So we're expecting about 40,000 people on it. And we're going to have a Greg Stenstrom on from Pennsylvania, who has parallelelection.com. He's going to tell you how the election is being stolen because when it goes in the machine and this information gets in there, it doesn't come out the same way. So when you put your vote in, you think that it's being counted one way. And it could be counted another way. So he's going to explain that and let you know. Then we have Rosemary Jenks, who luckily I just found out about her. I saw her on Bannon. I called her right up. And she's going to talk about the illegal aliens and what's going to be done about that. And then we're lucky to have Mike Lindell come on. Mike said, yes, I got to speak. He's going to tell you something new that he's working on about he works on the machines, but he's also going to be talking about getting your vote in early, and making sure that your vote counts. Then we're going to have a guy named Marcel Serbich, and he's in Ohio, and he's working very closely with the Ohio Secretary of State, bringing information about how a lot of people are not where they say they're going to be. In other words, the illegal aliens, you know, how they get it to be able to vote, and they're actually not voting, but the NGO people are voting for them. What happens
exactly?
One of our problems is that when they come into this country, the NGOs, which stands for non-government organizations, because a lot of people don't understand that, they take them, they're either church people or they're people that have organizations on the left. And what they do is they bring them in, they get them a driver's license. And once you get a driver's license, you could sign up and become, to register to vote. Now, a lot of them are Hispanic, and they don't really understand what's happening in the English. So the NGO right. says, well, just check this off and sign this. So they're checking off that they are legal citizens, and it's going to be hard to stop that. So we're working on this.
It's going to hurt them in the future if because this is going to the fraud that they're perpetrating. But they a lot of them have no idea. But for those of you who don't realize, I'm sure you guys, most of you guys on my channel do. They aren't, these people are, most of them are not going to go over and vote. All that the left wants to do is make a ballot so that they can vote for them. Right, Steve?
100%. So we have a girl in Connecticut, Linda Sinkowitz. She's going to be coming on. And why I love her the most is because she is actually getting people off the voter rolls. And she will give anybody that has an organization 500 people that voted twice, three times, and registered twice. Now, people will say, oh, yeah, it's probably just a small amount of people. We're talking about 500 people in your county. So if you can imagine how many people in the United States actually vote twice or register twice, and how does that right. happen?
Right.
Well, in New England, a lot of people own houses in three areas. You know, they own a house in New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, and it's very hard to stop them.
Right. So, and they sign up in multiple counties.
Exactly. So she's going to talk about that. And she is actually in Connecticut and has arrest warrants for people who have done that. And the police wouldn't arrest them. So she went to the Supreme Court in Connecticut, and it's up there. She's going to discuss that. Then we have Michelle Swinnick in Arizona, who's going to talk to you about what she found out over the last 2 years. She was a judge in Maricopa County and found out how the election was not done right there. You know what happened? They had two size ballots. One was a regular ballot. One was a little smaller. So it jammed the machines. And therefore, it took 6 hours for people to vote, standing in line, and a lot of them left and went home, and that's why we lost the election in Arizona. So a lot of people don't know this. She's on Bright Tea on TV, and she's on every Friday night, and she's going to explain a lot about this. Then we're going to have one of your favorites, Catherine Engelbrecht.
Yes.
Where you are, True to Vote. She's going to be talking about the illegal aliens also and explain that to you. We're also going to have Erin Atkins, who's in West Palm Beach. And she's working on, as the votes come in, the ballots, they're working with candidates to make sure that the signatures match up to what they're doing. So we have a lot of people working. There's going to be a lot of information coming out. We're going to have Raj, who works with me on this. He's going to be talking about Defend Florida. So you're going to learn a lot of information because we have top people coming on. And every 3 weeks it happens. And you're going to be able to be in, if you want to, there's two ways to get on. One is to go to sstern1054@gmail.com, get a link to the actual thing. The other one is to come onto your site. The other place is go to Stern American Rumble. That Stern American Rumble will be live there. We'll be live on your channel. And we'll also be live on Getter on Bannon. So
yes.
Can you imagine how many places, plus X and Facebook and wherever else we can get it live. So there's going to be a lot of information coming out on that. And I think that's so important.
Yes.
You know, to do that. So we need people to get involved.
And, action. You know, it's about action, action, action. Everybody doing whatever they can, you know, listen to the different speakers and figure out, you know, what, you know, maybe able to help each one of them to accomplish all these different tasks. And what we had done, I did this video after I came on, you know, onto the election security Zoom, and I got with Catherine Engelbrecht, and she showed us exactly what to do to remove these voters who are at commercial locations or duplicates. And so her system is unbelievably simple to use, you guys. If you haven't done it, you've got to do it today. Our time is really, really running short. In some places, the window might have actually already closed. But this is the video. If you go to my Rumble and you just search 30 minutes to save the world, this is done. It was done June 12th, 2024. You can watch that video, and she goes through just step by step. It's very, very simple to do. But basically, on here, the IV3 project is what we did, and we removed 1,500 voters. They're suspended from being able to vote because they are at a commercial location, and they need to prove that this is truly their, you know, that they live at this commercial location. And so they are on suspended status until they prove that they do live at this commercial, you know, gas station or whatever it is. So the other thing is you can do scan check protect over here on truthevote.org. And then you can know, like what you were saying before, if your old address that you were at, if it's still being used to create a ballot that they can use to vote in your stead. So that all these things are so amazing. And so definitely go to my website, my Telegram, and you can see this link right here. Just search Election Security Zoom. You can get that big link right there, jotform.com, 231, blah, 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 whatever, that big long number. And you can sign up to be on this Zoom call. You can also, like I said, you'll be able to see it on my Rumble. You can also see it on sternamerican.com. All right. So the other thing we wanted to talk about real quick is this whole business with the Act Blue. Do you want to tell everybody your thoughts on that?
So Jay Valentine 3 years ago was talking about it and people didn't listen. What's happened is he has the software to be able to figure out where all this money is coming from. So what happened when they try to get $80 million in fast? What happens is it goes through credit cards that they don't really check. And they it's funny because people have donated 100 times, $20, $30, $40. It's coming in from Russia. It's coming in from China. It's coming in from all over the world. And the Democratic Party, all the way to the left, are trying to change our country and make it very unfair. So this blue money, which is hurting us, and, you know, we can't match that because we try to do things fair.
Exactly.
So we're asking all our billionaires to start to donate to match this money, because if we don't match this money, it's going to hurt us. So you can also point out some of the stuff. You also listen to that. But one of the most important things is in this election, there are 30 counties that in the 8 states, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Texas, Georgia, are going to make a difference in this election.
Right.
And we to let everybody know about that, because we have to key in on that in order to do the election. So we have limited time today. Come on our Zoom meeting. You will get a lot of information. I know it's and if you can't make it, we can always get you the link to it, but Stern American. And if you want to watch some of the old ones before you watch this, because you missed it, go to Stern American Rumble and you will see them. So have a nice weekend. Have a nice vacation.
Awesome.
And action, action.
That's right. That's right. Thank you, Steve, for everything you're doing, because this is really where the rubber meets the road. We have to do everything we can to get the elections secured. And President Trump has said multiple times, he says, we're not going to let it happen. And this is a big part of our role, is to do whatever we can do in our precinct, be a precinct chairman, be a watcher, be a remove all these voters that maybe dead voters or whatever it is, to make sure that we get these elections secured. So thank you for everything you're doing. I really appreciate you so much, Mr. Stern American. Awesome. Hi. I'm so glad to see you guys. All right, everybody, let's go. Action, action, action. And I will talk to you later.